Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Sukkah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Hamakara Sukkase, somebody who makes a roof for his Sukkah, Bashafudim, with like iron poles. Not stam iron poles, but a shvud is what's called a spit. You use it when you want to roast something. Oiva Ruche Samita, or bedboards. Now the iron poles aren't kosher schach, it doesn't grow from the ground. The bedboards are kalim. Even if it's wood, if it's a keli, and it's makabel something, it is something that is makabel tumah, meaning to say, if it would come into contact with tumah, it would become tumah. And therefore, you can't use it for schach. Now, wait a second. I have two long boards that were once part of a bed. They were the two side boards of the bed, like on the right side of the bed and the left side of the bed. Now, I understand when they were part of the bed, it's a keli, and therefore it's makabel tumah, but right now, it's not part of the bed anymore. I'm not putting the bed on top of the sukkah. I'm just taking the two sideboards. So it's no longer a keli. What's the problem? And the answer is, there is a gzeiras chachamim. Anything that was roi to be makabel tumah, even for a short while, if there was any time that these bedboards were part of a bed, then you can never use it for schach, even though it's not part of the bed anymore. Okay, so the bottom line is, let's say I'm looking out of a window, and I'm looking at a sukkah in the yard, and I see my neighbor is putting up these shufudin or these bedboards. I'm wondering, what's he doing? It's not kosher for schach. But then I see that he either fills up the area in between the schach, or he's using this as like the supports to put the schach over it. Okay, so I have pasul schach and kosher schach. What's the halach? And the answer is, im yesh revach b'nei, if the space between them Kimoisa is equal to themselves, Ksheira it is kosher. He has a pole, same amount of schach. Pole, same amount of schach. Pole, same amount of schach. Then the sukkah is kosher. In other words, the schach covered space left in between the shfudim or the aruchai samita is equal to the space covered by these things. Although the Mishnah says equal for a variety of different reasons, the Gemara explains, you have to have a drop more of kosher eschach. But if you have a drop more of kosher eschach, then the sukkah is kosher. You do have to be careful that you can't have one stretch of pasul eschach for four tefachim in a row. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Hachoitet begadish. Someone went into a haystack, dug it out from inside, made it hollow, lasis besukkah. He says, oh, now I have a sukkah. After all, the top of the haystack is kosher eschach, right? It's something that grows from the ground. It's not makabel tumah. It's not connected to the ground. So perfect. Except that it's not a kosher sukkah. Ain't a sukkah. Something can look perfect, but if you don't know the halacha, it's not a sukkah. What's the problem? If I measure out the open space inside the haystack, I have the shear of a sukkah. Well, we've already discussed this several times. You can't have instant schach. The Torah says, Taseh v'loy min asi. You have to make the schach. It can't be made on its own. You have to have walls, and you have to put kosher schach on the walls. You can't take a haystack and hollow out the inside. Yes, right now there's kosher schach here, but you didn't put that kosher schach there. So in our Mishnah we learned that if somebody places shvudin, spits, or bedboards on top of his sukkah, then he either covers the whole thing with schach or fills up in between them with schach. So if it's equal schach kosher to the poles of the boards that are pasul, it's kosher. We said it doesn't mean equal. You have to have a little bit more of the kosher schach. But if you do have a little more of kosher schach, it's kosher. Provided we explain that you don't have four straight tefachim of pasul schach, because then you may have problems. I say may have problems because it all depends on how many walls you have and how large the area is on each side. So we won't get into it. We're just going to say that there could be problems if you have more than four tefachim straight of pasul schach. And we also learned in the Mishnah that if you hollow out a haystack to make a sukkah inside, even though, technically speaking, top of this haystack should be kosher schach, but you didn't put it there l'shem schach, and therefore it would not be good.